Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online, or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year, with $4,731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
The new head coach of the Arkansas State Red Wolves, I'm going to call him an old friend. It is Coach Butch Jones. Coach, welcome back, brother. How are you?
I tell you what, it's great to be back, and it's great to talk college football and Arkansas State football as well. So really appreciate the opportunity to spend some time with you this afternoon.
Well, last time I talked to you as a newly hired head coach was about 8 years ago, and I'm going to ask you something. I know you've thought about it, and I know you've been asked about it already. How are you different now, whether on the sidelines or anywhere else?
Well, I think any time, you know, you're able to sit back and really self-assess everything, the three different stops that we're at, whether it was Central Michigan, Cincinnati, or Tennessee, and then, you know, you have the opportunity to do it at the University of Alabama and Coach Saban. So, you know, you try to evaluate everything, the things that you did well, the things you need to improve on. You know, how would you do differently? So it's something that, you know, I've been preparing for this for the last 3 years. And obviously, you know, for a couple months after the Tennessee job is to really self-reflect. So I think, you know, there's so many things that you take bits and pieces from all your experiences and you try to apply them and moving forward.
Coach, I do not mean to ask you to relieve some misery, but just in general, I want to ask you something about when coaches get fired. Fans always say, you know, screw that guy. He got $6 million or $8 million or whatever it is, $15 million. And I've always said, like, do you think that the guy's running out and buying a new F-150, or do you think he's probably a little angry and embarrassed, and he's just like every other dude. He's got to go home and tell his wife and kids, honey, I got fired. That sucks.
Well, there's no question. There's no dollar amount you could put on it. And a lot of times, you know, it starts first and foremost with your families, and not just your family, but all of the families that, you know, that are really affected. And a lot of times, you know, it's just part of our profession, but, you know, you're known by a name. You're not known as a person. And so there's a lot that goes into it. It's very humbling. Again, you self-assess, you're up, you know, all hours of the night, you know, going through everything, and you try to really look at the things you did well, the things, where did you go wrong? You know, I keep a journal, and then, you know, how are you going to move forward? And that's, you know, exactly where I was, I had an opportunity to go to a number of places. But, you know, when I had the opportunity to go to University of Alabama, I felt I needed to be uncomfortable a little bit. I had to, you know, when we talk to our players about being uncomfortable, you know, well, that was a situation that I needed to be in. So, again, it's a very trying time. A lot of times it's even more devastating for your families. But, you know, it is part of the profession, unfortunately. But there is a lot of soul searching that goes into that.
Coach, the place where you are now, Arkansas State, if we get in the DeLorean, we go back about a decade or so, Arkansas State had four coaches in four seasons, and the program went 35-17. To me, that means it's a good program. It means you can recruit there. It means the administration supports the players and the coaches and all that. That had to make it more attractive than maybe some of the other jobs that might have inquired.
Absolutely. You just really hit it on the head. And, you know, I had a checklist for what I was looking for. You know, I had a great job at Alabama, great opportunity of working with Coach Saban on a daily basis. So I was going to be very selective. Again, you know, you only get so many opportunities to be a head football coach. So I kind of had a checklist, but I also evaluated programs from afar. And Arkansas State is one of those programs that, you know, I felt was one of the best jobs if it were to come open, and because of a lot of things, and you just touched on it, but, you know, it starts with the administration. We have an administration that I've never been a part of with just total alignment, complete commitment to football and collegiate athletics and doing things the right way, great recruiting base. And then I want to invite you guys to come here when we get through this pandemic, because you're going to walk into these facilities and you're going to be blown away. We have a brand new football building. The stadium's beautiful. These facilities are as nice as anyone in the country, and I truly mean it. So then you look at the past successes of the program and the people in the community of Jonesboro. So there's a lot of things that went into taking this job.
Coach, I do want to ask you a little bit more about your time in Tuscaloosa, because, you know, every coach, you don't have a choice. You have to be detailed, or else you get found out about the middle of the second quarter, week one. But Nick Saban,
maybe even the first practice you find out. You're not even getting to the game if you're not detailed.
I had a buddy of mine got his first job as a head coach, and he said the first time you walk into the meeting and you sit at the end of the table instead of the side of the table, he says you realize you got like 12 people all staring at you. He says, you know, you got no choice but to be detailed. But Nick Saban takes it to a different level. Just talk about some of your observations and maybe some of what you've taken.
Well, many observations, and like I said, I kept a journal every day, and, you know, it was incredible. And then obviously the last year of being in the role of special assistant to the head coach, and really did the same thing the first 2 years, but really to, you know, be in his office, him and I talk about things. It was incredible. It's those 3 years that I'll cherish. And I can't say enough, first of all, about the community of Tuscaloosa. The way they embraced me was phenomenal. The fan base, then the players. I mean, those kids mean a ton to me, and I still got them all reaching out to me right now. And then obviously the former players, and then, you know, Coach Saban and the entire organization. But, you know, you have to, when I talked about earlier in the show about being uncomfortable, but, you know, you have to be very detailed, you know. So it was an opportunity to, you know, be kind of in a role of a head coach in terms of your thought process and talking with him and what he's thinking and the whys. Why do you do this? You know, how can we better the program? You know, everything is about constant, never-ending improvement. You know, there's never staying the same. There's absolutely no complacency within the program. You know, we talk about being the best version of you. Well, when you work at Alabama, you better be the best version of you each and every day. A high level of consistency, and just how he balances the entire program from donors and boosters to media to recruiting to the football part of it. And then I think the other thing in the equation was the ability to really get back and dive into football and, you know, to be able, not just from an offensive standpoint, from a defensive and special team standpoint. So a very, very productive and 3 great years that I will forever be indebted to all of the University of Alabama and what it stands for.
Wrapping up with head coach Butch Jones, Arkansas State. Coach, I have told folks, I was like, I know Butch Jones can recruit high school players. But now, I mean, if you don't recruit the portal, it's almost like a college basketball team who doesn't shoot three-pointers. I mean, you're bypassing an opportunity that literally everybody else has taken advantage of. So it's a huge deal.
It is a huge deal, and it's, you know, completely changed the dynamics of recruiting. But I think the thing that you know, we have to still continue to remain a very important part of our program is the development process. And we're still going to win with high school players. We're going to develop them. But anytime that you can enhance your roster, we're going to be able to do that. So it is a different dynamic. And, you know, we've been able to add some of those individuals on our roster right now, and that'll continue to be ongoing. But it has really, really changed the dynamics of recruiting, to say the least.
All right, Coach. Well, when this pandemic is gone, we will do a tour stop on campus there in Jonesboro, okay?
I'm going to hold you to that, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk again with you guys, and I've missed you guys.
All right, Coach. We'll talk to you soon, man. Thank you so much.
Take care.
Make the most out of your daily commute or next road trip in a new Audi from Audi Atlanta. And what better way to do it than behind the wheel of a stylish Audi A5 Sportback? Hey, it's Finn, along with my friends at Audi Atlanta, here to introduce this city to the Audi A5 Sportback. With a versatile and athletic design, the beauty lies within, combining the sleekness of a coupe with the practicality of a four-door hatchback. And right now, you can lease the Audi A5 Sportback for $537 per month. Find yours at AudiAtlanta.com. And use the Jim Ellis Expressway to start or complete your entire purchase online or shop in person on Peachtree Boulevard just inside the perimeter. Experience the thrill of driving like never before at Audi Atlanta. Offer applies to a 36-month lease, 2024 Audi A5 Sportback 40, $537 per month, 10,000 miles per year with $4,731 due at signing. Example stock number A25954, MSRP $49,905, excludes tax, tag, and title fees. Offer expires 5/31/24 with approved credit.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.